vanity projects that these MPs want to bring about so their name is remembered in history. Would you be happy to pay more? Happy to pay more for the NHS? 0345 6060 973. And do you think that should be through direct taxation? Or do you think there are other ways of supporting the NHS? I said I wouldn't give my lot a single penny the way they've absolutely destroyed the NHS in West London. John is in Newell. Hello, John.
Hello, Petrie. All right. I was just saying to your researcher that I'd be happy, more than happy, to pay extra money into the NHS via my taxes or national insurance or special tax if it was used properly. You know, as your last caller just said, as you just said, it's an absolute hodgepodge when you go to the hospital. They've got too many chiefs, not enough Indians. They're not looking after us the way they should do, and they're putting too much money into private sector. They're paying private sector to do cleaning, to do catering. I can remember working in the hospital in the late 70s when it all came under one umbrella. You were all employed by the NHS, and the kitchens worked fine.
Yeah.
The cleaning worked fine. I mean, we had a lady, I probably shouldn't mention, well, and that Mrs. Roberts, she passed away now, bless her, but she was in charge of the cleaning, and she used to walk around the ward with a white glove. And if she went under a bed or on a bed frame and found dust, there was all hell to pay. You know, but nowadays they don't care. I've had arguments when my mum was in hospital, terrible arguments with admin and the cleaners to get the ward clean. They was on an old people's ward and you could just about walk in there, Petrie. You needed a gas mask really to go in there. It's filthy. And it's down to the government that are pushing money everywhere else and saying, well, let the private sector do that, let the private sector do that. The next thing you know, the hospitals are in debt. But if they put it back and, like your last caller said, give it back to the people and let the NHS run itself. Get rid of all these chiefs and bring in all these Indians.
I'm not talking about medical consultants. When I talk about consultants, I'm talking about management consultants.
That's right, yeah.
They need to go. Unless they can prove their value. Unless we can see that at the end of the day, having that management consultant made that hospital function properly, and without them it couldn't have done, then fine, keep them. But I know of people who are literally just making an absolute fortune and doing nothing. It's not even their fault they're doing nothing. They're trying to do something, but the bureaucracy and the red tape and the trusts are stopping them from actually changing anything. So there's no point in them.
Exactly, and that's the problem with the NHS at the moment.
Yeah.
They're paying millions of pounds into these people who aren't doing the job they're employed to do because their hands are tied.
Yeah.
And what they should be doing is looking at the admin that's actually in the hospital and saying, well, why, if you're admin, you're there to do a job, why do you need to bring a consultant in to tell you how to do that job?
Yeah, and when we're told, John, that we have to pay top dollar to get the right people in the first place.
Yeah. Let's give those people the admin's job.
I agree.
They're on £100,000 a year, so we'll give the consultants the admin's job and let the admin go out and stack shelves or sweep the streets. I agree.
It does my head in, John. It really does. We're told we have to pay top dollar to these managers because they're the best, and then they bring in consultants to tell them how to do their job and they don't even listen. So is it about money for the NHS? Would you be happy to pay more for the NHS through tax? 0345 6060 973. This is LBC and it's now 2:16. I'm Amy.